天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎您收听天路导向节目，我是主持人舒雅。朋友们，神呼召我们出去传福音，在学校，在工作场所，甚至在饭桌上，你有没有很多次想开口向人分享耶稣基督在你身上所做的美好的事情，却羞于开口呢？或者说，当初那份积极迫切想和人分享的心，因着别人对你的冷嘲热讽而慢慢冷却下来了呢？或者你心里想，也许神的救恩不在中国，因为我身边的人都那么不理解基督教，那么排斥基督，我该怎么向他们传福音呢？他们会接受吗？其实我很多时候也会遇到这样的情况，很开心和别人分享，但是却害怕看到他们漫不经心的表情，有时候也会很沮丧，甚至我有时候也会犹豫要不要和那些人聊信仰。那今天让我们一起来看一看麦克牧师会给我们带来什么样的信息吧。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast once again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你再次收听我们的节目。
We have begun a new series of messages entitled, You Want Me to Do What?
不久前我们开始了一个新的系列信息，题目是你让我做什么？
Let's review the answers to that question from the first two messages of that series.
让我们来重温一下前两期节目所谈的内容，也就是回应这个问题的答案。
Answer number one.
第一个答案就是
Step up to God's call on your life.
起来，回应神对你生命的呼召。
Answer number two.
第二个答案
Go to the enemy's territories to share Christ.
进入敌人的领域去分享基督。
Today, the third answer to that question is cross the river of impossibility.
今天我们要讲到这问题的第三个答案，就是跨越不可能跨越的鸿沟。
Have you ever looked at a situation in your life and said, that's impossible?
你曾否环顾自己人生的处境，说这简直是不可能的？
And then God gave you grace and power, and you crossed over that impossible situation.
然后神赐给你恩典和能力，结果你就能跨越难关。
Just like raging powerful rivers that are impossible to cross without a boat, you have rivers of impossibilities in your life.
正如波涛汹涌的河流，如果没有渡船，你是不可能渡过对岸的。在你的生命中也有这样难以跨越的大河。
The loss that you thought you could never recover from.
那些你认为永远无法弥补的损失。
The exam that you thought you could never pass.
那些你认为你不可能通过的考试。
The illness that you thought you could never overcome.
那些你认为医不好的疾病。
The betrayal from which you thought you could never forgive.
那些你无法饶恕的不忠实的感情。
But then God brought you through it.
然而神都带着你一一跨越。
These rivers of impossibilities in our lives can do one of two things.
这些难以跨越的人生大河对我们的生命可以产生两种影响。
They can either destroy us or strengthen us.
他们如果不能摧毁我们，就可以强化我们。
Some people break under the strain.
有些人在压力之下崩溃了。
Other people see impossibilities as God's opportunity to manifest His power.
另一些人却看那些无法解决的难题，正是神彰显大能的良机。
Some people cave in to these rivers of impossibilities.
有些人在困难的大河前屈服了。
Others say, what an opportunity to show God's power in my life.
但另一些人却说，多难得的机会啊，神可以在我的生命里来展示他的大能。
Someone once said the difference between a live wire and a dead one is the connection.
有一个人说，同样是电线，能用与否就在于它有没有连上电源。
Those who see the rivers of impossibilities as God's opportunity are those who will be mightily used of God.
有些人认为困难的大河就是神给予的机会，这样的人都能被神大大使用。
But there's something else here that we must know about these rivers of impossibilities in our lives.
但有关人生中困难的大河，还有些我们需要注意的地方。
They can be used by Satan to keep you silent from testifying about your salvation.
这些困难可能被撒旦利用来拦阻我们为救恩做见证。
Satan can use your struggles to turn your attention toward yourself instead of anticipating how God will get you across them.
撒旦利用你的挣扎转移你的眼光，只专注在自己身上，却不仰望神，让神带你渡过难关。
But God wants to do something different.
而神的做法就不同了。
God wants you to cross these impossible rivers so that you can testify to the power of God in your life.
神要你跨越这条困难的大河，这样你就可以为他在你生命中所彰显的大能做见证。
God wants you to tell all around you about the crossing of those rivers of impossibilities.
神要你向身边所有的人诉说你是如何克服困难跨越大河的。
Today we will see the third answer to the question, you want me to do what?
今天我们要一起来看你让我做什么这个问题的第三个答案。
It is the crossing of the river of impossibility.
那就是跨越困难的大河。
There are three important steps to crossing the river of impossibility in your life.
要跨越这人生困难的大河有三个重要的步骤。
These three steps are found in the book of Joshua chapter 3.
这三个步骤记载在约书亚记第三章里面。
Step number one.
第一步。
Commissioning.
发出命令。
It is found in verses 1 to 4.
在一到四节。
Step number two.
第二步。
Consecration.
自洁。
Verses 5 to 13.
在五到十三节。
Step number three,
第三步
completion,
完成
verses 14 to 17,
十四到十七节。
Let us look at these steps more closely.
让我们仔细地看看这三个步骤。
Step number one, commissioning.
第一步，发出命令。
In the last message, I told you how Joshua became the leader of God's people after Moses' death.
我在之前的信息里告诉过你摩西死后，约书亚如何成为神百姓的领袖。
And Joshua began leading the people into the land that God promised them.
于是约书亚开始领导百姓进入神的应许之地。
Joshua sent two spies into the enemy's territory and received a good report.
约书亚差派两个探子深入敌区，他们带回了好消息。
In chapter 3, we see that the next step for God's people was to cross the River Jordan.
到了第三章，我们看见神的百姓需要走的下一步就是要过约旦河。
Verse 1 says, Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim.
第一节说，约书亚清早起来，和以色列众人都离开石亭。
And went to the Jordan.Where they camped before crossing over.
来到约旦河就住在那里等候过河。
I want to tell you something that is very, very, very important.
我要告诉你非常非常重要的事。
During most of the times of the year, the River Jordan would be safely crossed.
一年中大部分的时间过约旦河都是很安全的。
But when God's people approached the river, it was the river of impossibility.
但是当神的百姓来到河边时，这条河却成了不可能渡过的大河。
You say why?
你问为什么呢？
Because it was the springtime.
因为这时候正逢春天。
Where the snow was melting from Mount Hermon, and the river was at a treacherously high level.
黑门山上的融雪使约旦河水高涨，水流湍急。
The river's current was so fast that it would sweep away anyone who would try to cross it.
任何一个人想在此时渡河，汹涌的河水就会吞灭他。
I can only imagine how some of the people look at this river of impossibility and say to Joshua, "You want us to do what?"
我想象着，站在这条不可能渡过的河水面前，有些人对约书亚说，你让我们做什么？
My listening friend, when you are facing your river of impossibility,
亲爱的朋友，当你面对困难的大河时，
your biggest temptation will be to forget that God has commissioned you.
你将遇见最大的试探，就是你已经忘了神给你的命令。
God has commissioned you to be his apostle and his ambassador where he has placed you.
神委派你在你的处境中成为他的使徒，他的大使。
You may be tempted to say, this is not a good time for me to witness.
你可能在试探下屈服，对神说，这不是做见证的好时机。
I need to wait for some other time.
等下一次吧。
But your hesitation to share Jesus Christ with others should tell you that you have forgotten God has commissioned you.
你迟疑不向别人分享耶稣基督，可见你已经忘记了神给予你的指令。
And so God commanded Joshua to send the priests first toward the river with the Ark of the Covenant.
因此神吩咐约书亚派遣祭司抬着约柜率先过河。
The Ark of the Covenant was built at God's command during the time of Moses.
这约柜是神吩咐摩西建造的。
This box contained the Ten Commandments.
约柜里放着十诫的石板。
It contained a jar of manna that God provided them in the wilderness to remind them of his provision for his people.
还有一罐神在旷野中所供应的玛拿，提醒他们神对他百姓的照顾。
But most importantly, the Ark of the Covenant represented the presence of God among his people.
但最重要的是，约柜代表神与他的百姓同在。
So with the Ark of the Covenant at the edge of the river, God was saying to them, I am going to go ahead of you and prepare your way.
因此，当约柜出现在约旦河边，就等于神对他们说，我会走在你们前面，为你们预备道路。
I'm going to show you what my presence means.
我要显示给你们看，我的同在代表着什么意义。
I am going to guide you and lead the way.
我要带领你们，引导你们所走的路。
What a great God we have.
我们的神多么伟大啊。
God knew that his people were going to unfamiliar enemy territories.
神知道他的百姓将进入一个陌生的敌人占领区。
God knew that his people did not know which direction to go.
神知道他的百姓没有明确的方向。
God knew that his people were timid and hesitant souls.
神知道他的百姓都是胆小怕事之徒。
So God said, I'm going to go ahead of you.
于是神说，我要亲自走在你们前面。
If you're still feeling apprehensive or inadequate about sharing Jesus Christ with others,
如果你还是担忧，认为自己不足以跟别人分享耶稣基督的信息，
You need to know that whenever you face your river of impossibility, you can hear the voice of God saying to you, Don't be afraid, I'm going ahead of you.
你需要意识到，每当你面临困难的大河，你就会听见神对你说，不要惧怕，我在你前头行。
Don't be terrified, I will make a way for you.
不要畏惧，我为你开路。
Don't fret, I will be way in front of you.
不必胆怯，我就走在你前面。
Be strong, be courageous, just follow me.
要刚强壮胆，只要跟随我。
So first, there was the commissioning of God.
第一步就是神的命令。
Secondly, there was a consecration on the part of the people of God.
第二，神的百姓要自洁。
Look at the book of Joshua chapter 3, verses 5 to 13.
请看约书亚记第三章五到十三节。
Verse 5 says, Joshua told the people, Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you.
第五节说，约书亚吩咐百姓说，你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。
When the day to cross the river of impossibility came,
到了渡过艰难大河的那一天，
Joshua did not say, sharpen your swords.
约书亚并没有说，磨亮你们的剑。
Joshua did not say, gear up for battle.
约书亚并没有说，打起精神来作战。
Joshua did not say, get ready to swim.
约书亚并没有说，准备游泳渡河。
No.
没有。
Joshua said, consecrate yourselves.
约书亚说，你们要自洁。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because their battle was spiritual in nature and required God's supernatural powers.
因为这是一场属灵的征战，需要神超自然的大能。
Their battle was in the realm of the human impossibility.
这场战斗超越人力所能及的。
And my listening friend, in order to receive victory in the spiritual battle,
我亲爱的朋友，若要在属灵的战场上获胜，
to receive victory over the river of impossibilities in your life,
若要克服生命的艰难大河，
you do not need strategy or techniques or clever thinking.
战略技巧、智囊都没有用。
You do not need 10 years of a study program.
你不需要十年的研究计划。
No.
不需要。
For spiritual victory over your rivers of impossibility, what is required is consecration.
要克服属灵的艰难大河，所需要的就是自洁。
You need to surrender your will to God.
你个人的意志要降服在神权柄之下。
You need to give a wholehearted commitment to God.
你要全心全意服从神。
You need to give yourself to God.
你要把自己奉献给神。
Often, the rivers of impossibility in your life and in mine are God's opportunity to act on our behalf.
通常，你我生命的艰难大河，正是神为我们出面的机会。
These situations are also supposed to bring us closer to God.
这些处境就是要让我们更亲近神。
Brings us to a closer examination of our lives.
让我们更深入地反省自己的人生。
Bring us to give up sins that we have rationalized.
让我们不再为自己的罪找借口，并能脱离罪恶。
Bring us to remove the idols that we have allowed to creep into our lives.
让我们清除潜伏在我们心中的偶像。
Bring us to trust God with what He gave us.
让我们为了神的赐予而更信靠神。
My listening friend, I want to issue a challenge to you.
亲爱的朋友，我想对你发出一个挑战。
If you have been ineffective for God in your mission field,
如果在你的宣教场所上你没有什么建树。
If you are just playing at being a Christian in your mission field,
或者你只是扮演一个基督徒而已。
If you have never been able to lead anyone to Christ in your mission field,
如果在你的宣教场所你从来没有领过一个人归向基督。
Ask yourself these questions.
请你问问自己。
Am I consecrated to God?
我在神面前是否自洁了？
Have I given up the idols in my life?
我有没有放弃我生命中的偶像？
Have I surrendered to the will of God in my life?
我是否将自己的一生降服在神的旨意中呢？
And when you consecrate yourself to God, watch out. God is about to use you.
一旦你在神面前自洁，你等着瞧，神要开始用你。
Number one,
第一步，
God's commissioning.
神的命令。
Number two,
第二步,
the people's consecration.
百姓的自洁。
Number three,
第三步
completion,
完成。
Please listen to the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verses 14 through 17.
请听我读出约书亚记三章十四到十七节。约书亚记第三章十四到十七节。百姓离开帐篷要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸，那从上往下流的水便在极远之地撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停住，立起城垒。那往亚拉巴的海，就是沿海下流的水全然断绝，于是百姓在耶利哥的对面过去了。抬耶和华约柜的祭司在约旦河中的干地上站定，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民尽都过了约旦河。
My listening friend, I want to tell you that faith is not just a wild risk.
亲爱的朋友，让我告诉你，信心不是盲目的冒险。
Faith is taking risk that is firmly anchored in the rock-solid reliability of what God promised.
信心是有根据的冒险，建基于神的应许，正如下锚在稳固可靠的磐石上。
Even if you are hesitant, you need to keep walking in the right direction.
即使你有所犹豫，仍然继续朝着正确的方向走。
You need to look at your river of impossibility and say, I am stepping up in Jesus' name.
望着眼前艰难的大河，你可以说，我奉耶稣之名起来。
I am going to the enemy's territories in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣之名深入敌人的腹地。
I am crossing the river of impossibility in Jesus' name.
我奉耶稣之名渡过艰难的大河。
Listen again to the book of Joshua, chapter 3, verse 15 and 16.
请再听约书亚记三章十五到十六节。
Now the Jordan is at a flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away, so the people crossed over.
他们到了约旦河，脚一入水，原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸，那从上往下流的水便在极远之地停住，立起城垒，于是百姓过去了。
Now those two verses, my listening friend, make me want to shout in excitement.
亲爱的朋友，这两节经文真使我禁不住地想高声欢呼。
God's people had to cross the river when it was flooded and impossible.
正值河水泛滥不可能过河的时期，神的百姓偏偏需要在这时候过河。
Those people could only cross with God's supernatural help.
因此，这些百姓必须靠神超然的帮助才过得去。
But once you have crossed your river of impossibility, you cannot return to the other side.
一旦你渡过了这困难的大河，你就不能回头了。
Once you have begun walking in faith, you cannot return to a spiritual wilderness.
一旦你开始了信心的旅程，你再也不能回到过去属灵的旷野。
You cannot return to fear and timidity and being silent.
你不能回到恐惧、胆怯和盲目的过去。
You cannot return to ignoring those who are desperately in need of salvation.
你不能再回到过去对迫切需要救恩的人无动于衷的光景。
My listening friend, listen very carefully as we conclude.
当我快结束的时候，亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
God is calling you to cross your river of impossibility.
神呼召你渡过你生命中艰难的大河。
Whatever your river of impossibility might be,
对你来说，不论这条大河代表着什么，
God intends for you to cross over.
神定义要你跨越过去。
And the reason for that is that God wants you to testify to his power in your life.
他的理由就是要你为他在你生命中所彰显的大能做见证。
God wants you to share him with others.
神要你去跟别人分享他的信息。
God wants you to love others for him.
神要你因着他的缘故去爱人。
And that is why in the book of Joshua chapter 4,
所以在约书亚记第四章里，
God told Joshua to set up a visible memorial to proclaim this great act of God.
神叫约书亚立起碑石以作纪念，宣告神伟大的作为。
And today, I want to invite you to cross your river of impossibility with God's supernatural help.
今天我邀请你靠着神超然的帮助渡过你生命中艰难的大河。
And if that's your desire, you can join with me in this prayer.
如果这正是你的心愿，请跟着我一起祷告。
Lord Jesus Christ, I want to be your missionary in my environment.
主耶稣基督，我愿意在我所在之地成为你的宣教士。
I want to consecrate myself to you.
我愿意在你面前自洁。
Please use me to tell others about you, Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督，请用我向别人传扬你的名。
I know I need your strength and your help.
我承认我需要你赐的能力和帮助。
Please help me follow you in faith.
求你帮助我凭着信心来跟随你。
Amen.
阿们。
And until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神厚厚的赐恩给你，下次节目再会。
感谢您的收听。是啊，不要怕，神已经为我们开路了。想想看，那些我们要传福音的对象，他们信主并不是因为我们的分享有多么精彩，更不是因为他们很喜欢听我们分享，而是因为神，是神在引导他们，是神拣选了他们，而我们只是播种的工人。神他是掌管万有的神，他是福音事工的总监。耶和华尼西是我们得胜的旌旗，他走在我们的前面，他会为我们开路，而我们要做的就是和神建立良好的关系，然后勇敢地走出去，传讲神国的信息。那我们今天的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再会。
Yeah.